"Oh, for fuck's sake," I muttered, as I unlocked the front door. I could hear them, as could the neighbours. The International Space Station and the NSA would all also have done too. My flatmate and his girlfriend indulging themselves, desire and lust conspiring in search of desperate reassurance. But I'd realised 2 weeks ago that they might be in trouble. Subtlety is not needed when you're woken at 2 a.m. with a glass crashing against the wall in the next room, as loud angry words announce how a paranoid man complains over her decision to eat dinner with a platonic co-worker rather than come home and fuck his brains out. I'd known him since university. He's a bit of a stupid bastard, but a shared sense of humour meant that we'd sort of provoked a friendship that seems to have lasted. Events over the last couple of years, as I'd crashed through a really bad breakup, had led me here, as his parents' money had given him a 3-bedroom house to play with, and I was just grateful to have somewhere to lick my wounds. But the twist was, his girlfriend was an ex of mine. From university, a mutual friend of ours, she danced the dance in a bar at the time, deep green eyes shining with a curious brilliance, and we had thoroughly and roughly explored each other as a result, as she was a bit of an eager bunny in the bedroom. She was more than comfortable to express herself sexually in a frank and hungry way, and I had been able to show her what I could be, with the two of us meeting joyously halfway. But the ultimate deal-breaker for her? I was from a different class, simply unable to be old money. Sadly, you'd think humans could indulge their emotional connections and trust their instincts, but sometimes the fly in the ointment just can't be removed. The noise of each fucker's attempts to outdo their phony output as each one reacted to a move from the other is now just too much for me. I remembered how expressive she could be, and how compatible we had seemed to be at the time. She wouldn't scream the house down, but she wasn't a silent lover either. Her natural expression had a far softer edge to it, deep and plaintive, straight from the core. Sometimes guttural and pure. It would soften away into dark and heavy sighs and pleading breaths before one final release of ecstatic abandonment straight from the soul. So, I carefully and silently walked to the door of the flatmate's bedroom to see such a scene. I stood in the doorway staring as the flatmate is slamming back and forth, pounding desperately away, head down over her left shoulder, back and forth, slamming, 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 girlfriend having locked her smooth legs all around him, arms and nails gripping him mercilessly. Bless him, he just thinks with his cock. Go hard, go fast. Good luck with that. It's all about you, isn't it? You found a cunt, and you want to pound it. But from the doorway, she sees me standing there, and her eyes lock with mine. There's an instant shift in time. She's being fucked. Badly. But a soft change in her gasps and breathing tell me my presence in the doorway is an issue. I step silently into the room to up the ante. Flatmate far too busy to sense my presence. But I'm conspicuous in her eyeline as she softens her exultations again and closes her eyes as the pounding just continues, and I merely stood there. As her eyes and breathing focused entirely towards my gaze, she knows, and I know, that the flatmate is no longer part of the process. The gentle yearning sound she utters now, fading away into deep and mournful breathing, as the flatmate pounds on. But these aren't directed and expressed towards him. It's become a secret that only we can hear. And I know she's getting closer. Her eyes shining as the flatmate just continues. Shining and pounding regardless. "You should be here," her eyes are screaming, as I stood there. I smiled warmly, though, and raised a finger to my lips. "Shh." He jerks to a halt, spurting suddenly, but she hasn't left my gaze, breathing and yearning, panting and panting, as my flatmate had finally reached her point. She dragged her nails across his back, making him growl as he slumped against her, her wide eyes still locked with me in the doorway, pleading and desperate as she tensed and locked her hips one final time, arching and aching, as she threw back her head with a final explosive exhortation of "fuck." She tilted her head as she relaxed, gulping for air, her eyebrows furrowed, a little bewilderment and wanting fueling that space between us, aching eyes locked and hungry. I put my finger in my mouth and slowly withdraw it, before softly stroking the side of my neck, a secret shared reference that only she would understand. Her eyes shone as her brow softened, and she closed her eyes, leant her head back, and I could see her mouth, the words, "paint me," to show me that she understood that memory. I silently turned and left, knowing she'll see me vanished when she opened them again. Yes, my dear, I could have done, again, again, and again, until you pleaded me to stop. Enjoy your boyfriend, who coldly masturbates inside of you. Fucking life, ain't it just grand?